life.
That's life.
That's what all the people
say. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you Madison on Devil Radio and in Waukesha from the Shaw. I'll tell you what, yesterday Joe Biden gave, I think, the greatest speech of his presidency, one of the greatest speeches of presidents given in decades. It was a really great speech. He finally just called out Trump, flat out called him out, blamed him for January 6th, accused him of propagating lies and stoking unrest throughout the last year. Here's some of the things he said. They were magnificent. Go on YouTube and take a look at it again. Magnificent speech. Very tough speech. Tough and true. Joe Biden said, quote, and by the way, in all of this, he talked about the former president and he never mentioned Trump. And I think it was the right call. It was obviously Trump, the former president. But by not personalizing it, not getting down in the gutter, he spoke the truth without invoking names, unlike Trump, who invokes names all the time. And here's what Joe Biden said, quote, he can't accept that he lost, even though that's what 93 U.S. senators, his own attorney general, his own vice president, and state officials in every battleground state have all said. He lost. He has put a dagger at the throat of American democracy. His bruised ego means more to him than our country. He can't accept the fact that he lost. He went on to say, he's not just the former president, he's the defeated former president. You can't love our country only when you win. You can't embrace the law only when it is convenient. A former president of the United States has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He values power over principle. He sees his own interest as more important than America's interest. The former president and his supporters decided that the only way for them to win is to suppress your vote and subvert our elections. It's wrong. It's undemocratic. It's un-American. It was a magnificent speech, a magnificent speech. And I'll tell you what the Republicans, the so-called mainstream Republicans, are doing in propping Trump up and propping the big lie up isn't to overturn the last election anymore. They know they can't do that. They know they can't do that. But there are now 163 Republican candidates running for statewide posts who support Trump's false claims. And they are going to have authority, any of them who win, over the administration of elections, of counting the votes. Joseph Stalin, the mass murderer, killed more than 20 million people, who was the head of Russia back in the 40s till he died in the early 50s, once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. The communist countries, even jihadist countries, criminal countries like Russia, Venezuela, Cuba, increasingly Brazil has an authoritarian fascist leader in Bolsonaro, spreads around the world. They pay lip service to law. Some countries simply Xeroxed our Constitution. They have a First Amendment, they have a Fifth Amendment. But the police, if you say anything they don't like, will still come to your apartment in the midnight and drag you out and torture you and kill you. They simply have the appearance of law. They don't have the actual practice of law. That's what the Republicans are doing now to our country. And so when all of these things that Biden said were true, there are still 163 Republican candidates running for statewide posts who support Trump's lies that that somehow there's something wrong with the election. And some of them will get in, and some of them, when they do get in, will have authority over the administration of elections. Now, there are two aspects of this. One is the effort to overturn the last election, and the other one is the plan right now to control the next election, regardless of who people vote for. A good example of the group that wanted to control the last election and overturn it, obviously, is Trump himself. Peter Navarro, his trade commissioner and a right-wing nut, just gave a statement where he said that the Green Bay sweep, I don't know if you're familiar with what that meant, but and what they did is they desecrated our Green Bay Packers. They called it the Green Bay sweep, which was their nonviolent, fraudulent, crooked way of changing the votes for the electors in the last election. Peter Navarro said the Green Bay sweep was in place. We had over 100 congressmen in place, but we wanted no violence. The sweep was a perfect plan, but we needed peace and calm. What was the Green Bay sweep? The Green Bay sweep was that Jeffrey Clark would get in as attorney general. Trump can appoint him. He can fire the old guy, the last guy. Jeffrey Clark would write to commissioners in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, only those six states, and say that I have credible evidence, which is confidential, that there was fraud, and I asked that the state legislatures in those states pick the electors under the Constitution. Voss and his ilk, variety of worms, serpents, and two-legged skunks in those six states, would have said, oh, okay, and they all would have picked Trump electors. And then Trump would have had 303 electoral votes. When those certifications on January 6th were presented to the Congress, Pence was going to be there, obviously, and there would be dueling slates. There'd be 10 Trump electors from Wisconsin and 10 Biden electors who would be selected based on the presidential election because Biden won. And by the way, Voss did put in 10 Trump electors. I do not know if you knew that. He had a meeting in the Capitol and they came up with 10 fraudulent electors. One of them is a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Believe it or not, it's Bindell. When you get dueling electors, one from the legislature and one from the Secretary of State and the governor in states, back in 1876, the U.S. Congress did decide which ones would be accepted in that election. That's what Trump's game plan was based on. They went with Rutherford Hayes, the Republican, over Sam Tilden, the Democrat. Because remember, this is 1876. Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated 11 years before. Ulysses Grant had cleaned up the South, but he had to step, well, he didn't have to step down in those days, but he did. After his second term, he didn't run for a third term. And the North could not bear the fact that a Democrat could be president simply because the Democratic Party was the right-wing party at the time, associated with the Confederacy. The Republican Party was the liberal party at the time. And the Republican Party was the more liberal party up until 1932 when Franklin Roosevelt got elected. So what they did is they pulled a fast one in 1876. But, you know, 1876 was a long time ago. I wasn't around in 1876, and neither were you. And there was good and bad. I'm tired of hearing about 1876. This is right now, 2022. But the Green Bay sweep was going to use that as a model, and that's how they were going to sneak in. They looked at the insurrection as a bad thing, that something derailed. They would not have minded if a bunch of yahoos went up there and shouted and screamed. But when they start beating up cops, five people get killed. A woman is shot, woman trampled to death. Cop sprayed with bear spray in his face and has a stroke. You know, this kind of thing. That focused attention in a way they didn't want. So the clown Navarro, Peter Navarro, said, quote, the Green Bay sweep was in place. No violence was needed. He didn't say no violence should have occurred or that violence is bad. He just said it wasn't needed. If violence had been needed, they would have ordered that up too. Over 100 congressmen in place, 167 Republican congressmen, was more than 100, voted against certifying Joe Biden. Are they going to have any repercussions back in their home states? I hope so. We had some in this state, the Republicans, in the gerrymandered districts that the Republican Supreme Court has held should go on for another 10 years. We've been subject to a gerrymander for 10 years, a crooked majority as a result. University of Wisconsin slowly being destroyed, forever chemicals spreading around the state, wetlands protections eliminated, state protections eliminated. Guy stays on at the DNR after his term, and Republicans say that's okay. Our democracy is being attacked in this state, not just in the United States. And the way it's attacked in the United States is by attacking it state by state. But this is the state of fighting Bob La Follette. This is the state that had Pat Lucey as governor. The state that had Bill Proxmire as a senator. Gaylord Nelson as a senator. Les Aspin, Henry Royce, Clem Zablocki, Jerry Klutschke, people like that in the Congress, Mel Laird, people like Kastenmeier and the rest of them, Al Baldus. This is not only a decent state, but at one time one of the most influential and respected states in the country. What set us back was Walker, and now his lieutenant governor, the Duchess of Foxconn, the pom-pom girl, jumped up and down on the sidelines cheering on Foxconn and Walker, wants to walk into the governorship incompetent, not capable of running the state. This is what's happening here. And everybody listening to this broadcast may nod in agreement and yawn and have another cup of coffee. Why don't you do something about it? How about that? That would be a very good idea. Why don't you do something about that? We're coming to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break. And I